This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We're getting there, getting to halfway through the week. We have the midweek morning mouth off today to denote that for sure. Fan Morning Show kickoff brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Colin Dunlap, Doran Dickerson, Chris Mack, Adam Crowley, we're all here. It's warming up just a little bit outside. It's a beautiful morning. That being said, check us out on video. We'll see our smiling faces, 937thefan.com. Right there, live link at the top. You can watch us live. That's wonderful. Smart speakers. Alexa, play 93.7 The Fan in our Odyssey app. You can go back up to 72 hours and hear anything with the Odyssey Rewind feature on a Odyssey app. Good morning to you guys. How's everything?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hump day.
Yeah, good. Yeah. It is hump day. Mm-hmm. We're getting there. Hump day. Crowley, back to the pirate hat, I see. Yes.
Yes,
West Virginia hat gone until September, probably, I'm thinking. Unless... Did you do that? Not that this is a big topic. Are you going to do the backyard brawl baseball thing? Are you guys going together?
That's actually.
When is that?
You know what? Craig talked to us about that like a month and a half ago. I think it's going to happen. We just got to.
It should be soon.
Talk about
that
it again.
Game should be coming up soon.
It's in April.
Is it at PNC Park again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're in that for sure.
Yeah. So make sure you check that out.
It's WVU baseball in the top 25.
Are they?
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, yeah.
They're good. It's the best team they've had since the pitcher from...
Manoah.
Yeah, Manoah. Right, Manoah. Couldn't think. Manoah. All right, question. This is something that... Because I did it this morning. Okay. Do you do this? This sounds like a Bubba and Mel show sort of thing, a Bubba show thing on Star 100.7. But I feel comfortable that this is a good topic. So I found out that some people that are kind of... I loosely know, like I know them, just I know them kind of through other people, whatever. So they're a man and a woman, and they had been dating, and they broke up. And I am Instagram friends, followers, whatever, with both of them. So this is a social media thing. If you find out that people get divorced or they break up and they're just dating. And these people were just dating. They weren't married. And again, I just kind of peripherally know these people. And they broke up. Do you then go to their social media and creep on them and see if they remove the pictures of each other there? Because that was the first thing that I did when I had a little time after I heard that they... Not the first thing that I did, but whenever they're when I thought of them... I went to their Instagram and thought, and immediately looked, are the pictures of them together?
Deleted.
Huh. I do that all the time.
Yeah?
All the time. Because then you can see the severity of the relationship.
Correct.
Like, because some people do
keep up. I'm a creeper like that.
Oh, me too. I'm a creeper like that too. But you go back far enough and it's like, all right, how many pictures did they delete? Did they go back all the way maybe 3 years ago when they first started dating, delete those pictures? If they deleted those, that means that it was rough.
Because this, you bring up the greatest point and you took the words out of my mouth and it's not, we did not talk about this before. I think of the task it has to be to go and manually hit delete or even the little circle to say that you want to delete. Sometimes it could be 250 pictures for these people, especially if they're younger than us.
Yes.
Together.
Yes. That means that
there's a lot of
angst.
Work, man.
Every time you press that button, there's either pain or sorrow or anger, some kind of feeling.
That means rage, delete.
Yes.
I don't want this person in my life at all.
You want to erase their existence from crossing paths with your own.
Do you then go through and look at followers and see if that person is still listed as someone who's their friend?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I just did that, too.
Yes. See if they deleted them?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's such a thing, though. I mean, I never thought that we would get to this day and age where it's like that matters more than the actual relationship breakup. Like, it's like, all right, oh, I heard so-and-so broke up, but it's like, did they really break up? Because if they really broke up, then we got to go to the Instagram, we got to go to Facebook.
Yeah. Or like Colin said, how bad was the breakup?
How bad was it?
Man, remember, Facebook was way ahead of the times on all this stuff when it was like, it's complicated.
Right.
What's your relationship status? Well, it's complicated. Don't worry about it.
Open relationship.
I want all of you to know it's complicated. You don't know what that means, but it's complicated.
Right. Here, text here. No more wet dreams for Crowley. No. No, we're on to this.
It didn't get wet.
I mean, you said you felt like...
It felt good, not that good.
Oh, man. But yeah, I am an ultimate Instagram and Facebook creeper like that. Mm. I just went back through someone's Instagram and I scrolled all the way back and said, wow, that girl is not on his page. Mm. Whenever they were prominently listed as side by side.
You ever do this move where you friend someone?
Which means
someone...
you did it. You're about to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, I do this big time. You ever, when you friend somebody on Facebook, like me, I came here. Got a new job. Started friending everyone on Facebook. You go back and you look at all your pictures to see how the other person's going to judge you. Because I do that all the time. Someone follows me that I know on Instagram. I go back. All right, are they going to be impressed by what they see? They're going to think I'm living a happy life with a happy wife and I'm all exciting and crap or no?
No, I'm just proactively careful about the pictures.
You just Facebook friended me.
And then I went back and looked at every single one of my pictures. What's throwing anything about this?
Yeah.
You don't do it?
I got time for that.
Mm. It's like a jog down memory lane. I'll throw the Lumineers on in the background and start scrolling.
I know what you're about.
Right. He took the one off that he was at the Klan rally.
Yeah. What if he had a picture of like blackface or something? Yeah. Like rolling in here, just, you know, happy go lucky. Hey, Doran, every day. I'm like, all right.
Not only did I vote for Obama, I dressed up as him for Halloween. Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Crowley was in Shinston. Yeah. The cross.
Jeez,
down in the middle of the woods.
It's not. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, man, I got to be Facebook friends with Doran. I better take this one out.
It's not, hey, I'm going to delete things to look better. It's just, let me try to view it through their perspective.
Which would be a hell of a perspective for Doran.
You really care that much what other people think about what your pictures are?
You know, yeah.
Did you go back and see if Crowley had any other black friends?
Well, I already know he doesn't.
You'll find a few. You'll find a few in there.
I guarantee if I surf through your Instagram or your Facebook that there's no pictures of you with any black friends.
That's really what it was. It wasn't delete the Klan rally picture. It was add photos of me and my
Photoshop.
One black friend in high school.
Photoshop.
Now I'm going back and doing it right now.
Going to check it all out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I've arrived at this, but I do that, and I just spent 5 minutes doing it, going through someone's, and I didn't know they had broken up. I heard from somebody over the weekend these people had broken up, so it forced me to go back. So it's been like 3-4 days. It's forced me to go back and look at this, and it was intriguing to me.
It is really intriguing, especially on Facebook, too, whenever it says, like, in a relationship, not in a relationship, likes men, likes woman. Like, I mean, those things change. I mean, if you are on it, you will change that. Some people will leave it up and not be in a relationship, but be in a relationship with that same person. I know that's confusing right now, but you can find out a lot about people surfing through their pages.
What do you make of the opposite? For somebody that broke up with somebody and leaves all the pictures up.
That means that they're still acquaintances to me. That means that they're, friendly.
Uh-huh. Well, they just didn't have the time to go back and delete everything.
If it's bad, I think you get rid of people.
You take the time if it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was once dating a girl in high school.
Klan rally in a Bird jersey, Larry Bird jersey she had on.
I made us Facebook official overnight.
Oh, good.
Go to school the next day, and she's like, Nah.
Yeah.
I don't want people in our business. I was like, I want everyone to know we're dating. I don't know why you don't. Then I figured it out.
You were really dating?
18 years later. Right now.
She was dating other people.
She would probably date other people.
Man, no Jeez. Good. Anyway, yeah, it can get dangerous, the Instagram. It can get, you can warp yourself into thinking it's real life. So anyway, so I just spent time doing that. That was fun, though. It was fun. I immediately went and, oh, man.
That's so funny you bring that up because it's so true. I think everybody does that.
Goes back and looks through.
Yeah, and looks through. Yeah. Sees what's happening.
Here's a weird one.
Let's hear it.
I got a good friend of mine that if he's not Facebook friends with someone that he's an acquaintance with that dies, after they die, he'll send him a friend request on Facebook.
They ever get one back?
No. How sick is that, though?
What? He'll send a thing?
Person dies, and then bang, sends out friend requests. It's like a little personal bit that makes him chuckle.
Here's one. I get a text from my friend. What about a mom who's still married, who's married with kids and still has all her old Facebook party pictures up? You know, funneling shots.
Yeah.
You know, drinking out of, you know, those syringes, those test tubes that they walk around and sell.
Do you judge them? I don't judge them. I mean, that's your life. You know,
I checked the date.
You
know, how old is this thing? Oh, it was obviously when she was back in college or whatever. Okay. Yeah, everybody had their moments. The internet's forever, unfortunately.
Don't delete your life. Unless it's really bad.
Do you have old party pictures up there, Crowley?
I do. I'm looking back. I have my Facebook open right now. There are a ton of old party pictures where I'm smoking cigarettes in my old house in Morgantown. Wearing a suit for some reason. What a weirdo.
You don't think they could hinder your future employment?
I do radio.
Right, I know. You're not a doctor.
Yeah, whatever.
Right, come on.
Who cares what I did?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah. I did find one. I found a picture, Doran, of me and my friend Melvin on graduation night. Arm in arm. Two pictures.
He's validating now.
Yeah. Was he the security?
What does Melvin do now? What does Melvin do now?
I haven't talked to Melvin probably since that night.
Right, it was just a photo op. That's it. It's like a guy on the campaign trail.
Unbelievable.
And it's like, hey, find me somebody that is Mexican. Find me somebody that is black. If you could, please find me
Asian.
An Asian, yes. Find me someone that is a first-generation American that has a broken accent, kind of broken speaks broken English. Give me all those photo ops.
That was
Crowley at graduation. Yep. So that he could justify this.
I have as many pictures of me holding a baby tiger as I do of me with my black friends.
Tell me about Melvin. Where was Melvin from?
Melvin came from Texas and lived in Mount Lebanon for a while. Black, and my friend Melvin was gay. Gay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So how about that?
Now, Melvin went to WVU with you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, this was high school graduation.
High school graduation.
Okay.
We're going back a ways.
All right. You haven't touched base with Melvin.
I did actually see him at the high school reunion. Spent a good deal of time with him. And then we got kicked out of the O.
Huh. Where's Melvin live now?
That's hard to say.
Way to keep in touch.
Good job there, pal.
Yeah, we were hammered.
This guy.
Yeah, seems like it. How did you get to the O? Uber?
No, the... We were at Peters for the reunion.
R.I.P. Peters.
R.I.P. Peters,
yeah.
We were in the upstairs part of Peters for the reunion.
Uh-huh.
And then after the reunion, we all traipsed on over to the O and then promptly got kicked out.
Was it your vintage of Pitt football player when a bunch of guys rolled people down the steps at Peters?
Yeah.
was that your year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Peters.
Oh, man.
Johnny and David, they own Peters, too.
Yeah, I just sneak in there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was great. Stay up. I'll go upstairs, hide out for a minute, stay all night.
Uh-huh.
So everybody left, and then everybody would bring food. Like, you know, Dom Williams is a teammate of mine. He used to work the door, so he would get us in, and then he would bring us food late night. Peters was the spot.
I believe I saw Ernest McWilliams in there at one point.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Well, I think there may have been a dust-up at one point where – gentleman who wanted to do it the hard way got rolled down the stairs by some Pitt football players.
That is yes, I was there. I was there.
Yes, I was
there.
There.
Ah, I may have been outside.
You're outside.
I was not associated with either group.
I actually remember that pretty vividly.
Yes. I believe Chief Delaney stepped in.
See, you can't do that.
You can't
now.
Do that now because everybody got a camera.
Yep. I always tell people, like, my years, like, it was the perfect time to, like, grow up, especially in college. Like, we were just in the phase of having no phones, but having internet, but getting into phones, getting into social media. We were just right on the cusp of everything that was still okay to not beat people up, but, like,
tune them up a little bit.
Do whatever you wanted and not get caught.
Teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
What a day. What a pre-show. Let's get it moving. By the way, so much happening. A midweek morning mouth off. We'll give away some tickets to a wonderful Willie Nelson show. So there is that. Feed the Need. We tell you all about that. That's just a week away. And we get moving. We talk Steelers. We talk Penguins. We talk to Ray Fittipaldo. We rehash what happened at the World Baseball Classic. So much to talk about. Hello.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.